This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Okay, so I've stated on these airwaves before that I have been on a Pacers hate watch since the Cavaliers were eliminated, but I am tempering it for now, even though last night's performance, specifically by Tyrese Halliburton, was one which I
could have... Who is Tyrese?
Did I say Tyrese? I meant Tyrese Halliburton, excuse me. Was one that I could have absolutely reveled in because that...
The R&B singer, Tyrese. Do you remember him?
They're both Tyrese, yeah.
Do you remember
Tyrese was also an actor.
He was also a model.
Triple threat guy.
Yeah, he really was. And then he disappeared off the face of the earth.
Why?
Well, they haven't shot Fast and Furious 10 yet.
Is it nefarious or?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's a good question. Normally, that is what disappears you.
Okay, I didn't know.
Well, Tyrese Halliburton had a game for the ages last night. 8 points on 2 of 7 from the field, 0 of 2 from three in 32 minutes. The second most log from his team. The whole roster, by the way, just had a really off night, aside from Mathurin and Siakam. And it led me to this audio I found from Gilbert Arenas' Gil's Arena yesterday. Kind of not saying that he can't be the face of the league, which we talked about in the emerging podcast scene yesterday, but it's going to take a lot.
He's an attractive guy. He seems funny. He has a fast-paced style. He's going to have to be like Curry. Okay. Win one of those years where all the celebrities is like, oh, that's how he becomes it. Because he wasn't that growing up. He wasn't ranked growing up. That's how it works. If you think about superstars, Kobe was a superstar in high school. Winning takes it to another level, but the personality is what starts it.
You know what? I have to say that anytime a guy leads with he's a good-looking guy, then show some confidence.
Oh, okay.
Shows Gilbert Arenas is showing some confidence that he's not worried about looking at other men and just acknowledging, yeah, that's a good-looking guy. So Gilbert Arenas is showing some confidence there.
He stays strapped, I
respect it.
Okay, come on. Do we always have to mention the guns?
Listen, yes. He's a believer in the Second Amendment, okay? He's a strong believer in the Second Amendment.
That's Lima, not me. I'm just letting you guys know that's that guy saying it.
You can't put a price on safety. Now, is it safe bringing weapons in an NBA locker room? Yeah, that's another question. I'm not here to
litigate.
Depends
on which locker room you're in.
He's a straight shooter. Yesterday, we had Brian Windhorst. Yesterday, we had Brian Windhorst on Get Up, and he was talking about something that we kind of been talking about a little bit less here as the offseason for the Cavs has gone along. The potential of adding in Giannis Antetokounmpo via some trade involving Evan Mobley or one of the Cavs' bigs. This is him talking about the potential for Giannis to at least stay in the Eastern Conference of the way things are going in the league right now.
I got to tell you, you have to compute what Giannis may want, and it's not a commentary on Victor or the Spurs. I'm listening to Chris Finch last night from the Timberwolves saying that next year he thinks 13 teams in the Western Conference could be trying to win, and that you could have a great season and go 42-40. And I didn't disagree with them, and I think Giannis will see that too. The move for Giannis, if he has a control, is to go to the East.
I mean, that plays a lot into what we were saying throughout this offseason, that massive changes could be coming, especially with the West taking a lot of the East talent potentially.
Well, yeah, but I think we're going to have to let and see this play out here for a second, because Giannis would obviously be at the top of everybody's wish list. A lot of the other names, we're going to get in those coming up at 7 o'clock, because there's been some names that have been kind of bandied about. I know Cleveland.com had mentioned a couple of names there. They don't really excite me, certainly. I think that we're going to have ourselves a bit of an argument here about some of the names that have been thrown out there, because I think you have to have a thought here of, can your guys... Jared Allen, I don't have a lot of hope for, I'm sorry. But can, like, Darius Garland be a better playoff guy than any of these other names that have been thrown out there? Is it still too early to give up on Darius Garland for one of these other names that are not as good as Darius Garland, but they're known to be better playoff guys? I think that that's one of the things that we're going to have to fight and talk about here.
It is just interesting that the West, just for it seems... like 30 years has had all the talent in this league.
For a moment, it seemed like we were going to take over here in the East, and then that went away immediately.
I know, and it evaporated quickly. And I do think that's one of the killers of ratings. I honestly believe, just look at the amount of people that live on the East Coast. And, you know, in this time zone in particular, I mean, we're in the Midwest. We're on the East time zone. So all the games start at 7 o'clock, and yet all the good players, they start at 10. Most of them, 9 and 10 o'clock. Games not ending till, you know, 12, 12:30, sometimes 1 in the morning. And you wonder, too, next year, the Cavs could do totally nothing. They could just bring back their team. And it seems like on paper, they have another really good shot to win 60 games.
The biggest stat in all this, potentially, you mentioned that he mentioned the 13 of 15 West teams that could try to compete this year. Down to San Antonio, who finished 13th this past year, went 34-48 compared to the third worst team in the East, which was the 24-58 Philadelphia 76ers. So even though the East had more top-heavy success this year with Cleveland and Boston as 60-game winners, there's more. It's more spread out in the West compared to what you would have here in the East with Philadelphia, Charlotte, and Washington. Teams who, by the way, are not going to be picking first in the upcoming draft, so they cannot benefit from the potential help that the draft brings.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I got.
Okay.
Yesterday in college basketball news, Charlie Baker, the NCAA president yesterday, was in a press conference and was asked about the potential about NCAA tournament expansion. This is what he had to say.
And so the point behind going from 68 to 72 or 76 is to basically give some of those schools that probably were among the 72, 76, 68, 64 best teams in the country a way into the tournament.
We've talked about this before, 72, 76 teams in the tournament.
I love the conversation. I don't want it to go away. It's the only time we get passionate about college basketball anymore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whether or not to expand the tournament. So I hope that this continues. I hope that he brings it up again. I hope they don't do anything with it. I hope they don't actually expand it.
The problem is they are 100% going to expand.
I understand that, but what I'm hoping.
I haven't talked to one person who follows this really closely or covers it for a living that doesn't think they're going to expand, and I think it's terrible. I've already lost some interest in the NCAA tournament, and I think 5 years from now, 10 years from now, the more they expand it, I'm just going to watch less and less of this thing.
I will tell you, I probably watched as little of the NCAA tournament as I ever have in my entire life this last year.
And it felt very off this year because there were some upsets, like double-seeded teams, but it didn't feel like there was that Cinderella story that you were able to latch onto into the Sweet 16.
And what they're going to end up doing, and the problem with like 72 to 76, it's not just a bunch of more Cinderellas. It's not like the MAC is going to get a second bid or anything like that. It's just more spots for the SEC, the Big Ten, the Big 12, because that is a good basketball conference. It's just more spots for the Power Four. So like, I hate to say it like this because I know Seth Greenberg's been on the show a bunch of times. So, like, there's nothing to complain about if you're a Seth Greenberg at, like, Virginia Tech. Remember? Because it was like, he's like, well, my gosh, I can't believe they got left out again. I'm like, well, if you win one more game during the season, shows you that the regular season is important. Now, they're just all going to get in because regular season college basketball has taken a hit. I think that fewer and fewer people are watching it. And I think that they know that the tournament is when a lot of people act like they care about college basketball, but it doesn't matter because there's still ratings there and they can sell it, and that's what they care about.
I mean, Chris Holtmann got to four NCAA tournaments. Chris Holtmann during some of the most nondescript seasons in Ohio State basketball history.
Guy. Yeah, and he doesn't hate him.
And he made his digs at DePaul now. We're rooting for him.
Sure.
Wonder Maybe if he's going to give me another phone call and invite me to practice and try to understand where his program is and some of the excuses on why they weren't good enough.
Speaking if that's gonna of happen again. Second Amendment, please put the safety back on, sir.
If Chris Holtmann could make four NCAA tournaments, what is the tournament going to look like when you expand it another 10 teams.
It's going to look like it's bastardized. It's going to look watered down even more. I would if you're going to do that, then get rid of this first four stuff, because that's just balderdash, especially with when you have conference champions in there that actually don't make the tournament because they're in the field of 68 instead of 64. It doesn't feel like the real tournament. Second thing is, are you telling me, by the way, that if I talk enough trash about Ohio State, then they'll actually send me a mailer back from ninth grade? Will they do that? Will they do? No, that was 11th grade. I beg your pardon. That was 11th grade. They never sent me the mailer back. Kent State got back to me.
How did they Akron not get
got back
to me.
Ohio State never got back because they didn't care.
Couldn't even get deferred.
They knew I wasn't Buckeye material.
Oh, please.
They knew I couldn't go to one of the satellite campuses in Worcester or God knows where. They didn't even want me. And that's why I am the way I am today.
I got into the satellite campus myself.
Congratulations on all your satellite success.
I didn't go to satellite.
He's a Tuscarora satellite.
They always used to say it was really easy to get in if you just waited. You just waited a semester, a quarter, a year.
That's what you did. You went to Ohio and then you went there.
Yeah.
Went to Ohio State.
Speaking of Ohio, did you guys see the schedule release for Ohio State yesterday, at least for the first 4 weeks of their upcoming college football season? One night game, and it's not the one we were thinking of. They're not going to play Texas at Sunday night like they proposed, but then Texas would decline. They're going to play on September 13th against Ohio University. For the second straight year, we're going to have a MAC school come in for an evening contest.
Year?
No, Central Michigan, I think.
Oh, God.
Who cares? Let me check. Why do you guys care so much?
I care when it's this caliber of opponent.
I mean, don't
care. Ohio's a good caliber opponent.
I don't care nearly as much the Ohio State. And I follow a lot of these guys that blog, and they do a great job. They do great podcasts. They are fighting mad about this. And
why?
It just does not impact me the way maybe it impacts them.
You guys,
I get it. If you're a bar owner in Columbus, okay. Yeah, you want night games. You want night games. You want as many night games as possible. You make more money. People drink all day. That I get. But if you're just the typical fan, like how much tailgating do you need? Now, would you be able to find a halfway point, like 3:30?
No, I don't like that.
So why don't you like that?
I just don't like it. I don't like middle of the day. I don't like it. I have to wait till 3:30 for a lot of other games of another team I like. So I don't like doing that. And it's like right in the middle. I just either want the win or the loss to be out of the way. And I think that's an Ohio State fan's dilemma, is that they don't have to worry about the win or the loss. They're just going to win the game, with the exception of one at the end of the year. But they don't have to worry about the win or loss. They're just going to win it. So I'm like, well, why don't you just start the day earlier and have more fun? I don't understand.
I'll say, too, there are a lot of people. Not everybody can get a hotel room, especially on an Ohio State home night game. You are getting home. Cincinnati, Toledo, Cleveland, Youngstown. I mean, you're getting home. How many pops have you had throughout the day? And what
well,
time?
You're going to get a driver for
yourself.
Oh, yeah,
sure.
That's
what everybody's doing.
You're going to get a driver.
So, you know, there is a safety component, too. They don't want guys drinking all day, no matter where you're driving or where you're walking. It's a bad thing for the entire state of Ohio to be drinking until
passing out in the bushes, Tonemaster General style. Oh. You ever do that? Did you ever pass out in the bushes?
Never the bushes.
And that's it for about last night.
Have you ever passed out anywhere else outside?
No, I can honestly say not outside.
I don't think I've ever passed out. No, I fell asleep on a trampoline once back in the day, which is, I mean, basically a giant bed. It's like a California king. What?
Did you wake up just by yourself on the trampoline or?
Oh, there was a bunch of us on the trampoline, man. Who was to know at that time? It was a different time for me. It's a different time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.